Trend number 6. The news ain't what it used to be. The modern era's dirty little secret is that most people prefer entertainment to information. Frankly, the old PBS model of being an audiovisual educator of mankind doesn't appeal to an audience fascinated by the latest shenanigans of Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Michael Jackson. Also, many educated, affluent people don't watch traditional TV programs or immerse themselves in newspapers. As a result, advertisers increasingly have to look to new media, specialized cable networks, radio talk shows, and especially the internet to reach their target audience. One very visible sign of this transformation in the media is that the American newspaper industry is crumbling around us. Employee buyouts, shrinking circulation, and declining advertising are persistent realities. The Washington Post's circulation has dropped in a decade and a half by approximately 150,000 readers. The San Francisco Chronicle is hemorrhaging $60 million per year. As for newspaper readers in places like Minneapolis, Houston, and Cleveland, the time may be coming when their daily newspapers will close up shop. The American Journalism Review forecasts that by the year 2020, print ad revenue will be about half what it is today. Today, fact-based journalism is often overrun by advocacy masquerading as information. Simultaneously, traditional news outlets end up citing blogs and talk radio as the sources for breaking news. As a result, non-traditional journalists are doing more of the investigative legwork that we associate historically with the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the major TV networks. With entertainment being a bigger component in news ratings, the big three TV networks spend their money on high-priced newsreaders rather than reporters. A big factor in this shift has been digital connectivity. It enables the unconventional media outlets to leverage so-called distributed genius to a degree that would have been unimaginable until 15 years ago. Until recently, experts were the people anointed by newspapers, magazines, and TV networks as worth listening to. As for the rest of us, we were mostly passive observers. But now, nearly anyone worldwide can share his or her opinion and compete for attention on a relatively even playing field, transmitting knowledge and ideas almost instantaneously. In this world, a big question centers around ensuring that the information flowing through these channels is authoritative. Why? Because a representative democracy like America requires an informed citizenry. Bloopers, celebrity gossip, and unvalidated rants are not sufficient. The other big unanswered question is, how will the content providers of the future generate enough cash flow to support investigative reporters who dig out the facts a free society needs? Today, we don't know the precise answer. However, we do know that where there's a societal need, someone will find a way to fill it. As voracious consumers of both new and old media, the trends editors would like to offer the following three forecasts for your consideration. First, as online media grow rapidly, newspapers' ad revenues, circulation, and staff will continue to shrink. Because newspaper editors and reporters tend to regard business itself as a dirty word, they seem incapable of taking necessary actions to embrace the online world and end the flood of red ink. The big three newspapers, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal, will survive, but they will publish fewer pages per issue, and more of their content will be distributed online. Second, the internet will actually save some of the newspapers. In about a decade, the surviving newspapers will begin to turn the corner with improved revenue from advertising on their websites. How many of them will do so is not clear. And third, newspaper and traditional TV networks can avoid failing by giving people what they really want. The old our way or the highway approach of print journalism and TV networks is no longer acceptable to consumers. Instead, consumers insist on getting their news and entertainment at a time and in a format of their own choosing. Any business that refuses to give its customers what they want does not have a future.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the way in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.